KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 32 degrees. The light snow has ended. We picked up just a few flurries here at the KJAN studios. Radar continues to show that there is a band of very light to moderate but short-lasting snow stretching from around the just south of Interstate 80 from western Adair County through Cass County and then down into southeastern Nebraska. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Topping Iowa news, some stores in the state are already sold out of face masks, but a state health official says there's no need for Iowans to be stockpiling masks over fears about a coronavirus or the COVID-19, as it's more commonly and correctly referred to. Polly Carver Kim, a spokeswoman for the Iowa Department of Public Health, says while there are a few dozen confirmed cases in the U.S., the risk of catching the potentially deadly virus in Iowa remains very low.
We can understand that people have seen photos and video of people wearing face masks in other countries, but the CDC specifically does not recommend the use of face masks as a prevention method for COVID-19. So we don't feel that anyone in Iowa needs to run out and buy face masks right now anyway.
Unless you're a healthcare worker, she says you don't need to be wearing a face mask.
That's a different situation because they're in very close proximity to an individual who may be coughing or sneezing directly on them. So healthcare providers may, and we actually would probably recommend they do use face masks just like they do when they have an influenza patient come in.
The health department does recommend Iowans make a plan just as they would for severe weather and assemble an emergency kit.
And that involves things like making sure you have a supply of your medications on hand, making sure that you have thoughts in line for what would I do if I couldn't get to the grocery store? What will I do if the school is closed because of illness? We're not saying that's going to happen, but it's always best to prepare, and that's what we're advising people to do right now.
And that emergency kit need not include face masks, she said. So millions of people in Asian countries who wear face masks are wrong?
There's actually a very long cultural history behind that. It has to do with societal norms and privacy. It's not just about disease prevention, there's a lot of history on that.
The CDC recommends healthcare workers who interact with coronavirus patients wear masks designed as N95, which fit close to the face and include a respirator. That N95 means they're designed to filter out 95% of particles. Now, the Cass County Health System Business Office has updated their office hours. Effective today, a reminder, this will be from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. is when that office will be open. So patients who need assistance outside of those hours can go to the admissions desk for help. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Saturday evening arrested an Adams County man following an investigation into a single vehicle accident. Authorities say 34-year-old Jeffrey Knapp of Nottoway was taken into custody at around 6 p.m. Saturday for OWI first offense. Knapp was not injured in the accident, which took place in the 1900 block of 200th Street in Red Oak. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. The incident remains under investigation. Red Oak police arrested a man Saturday night on a public intoxication charge. 32-year-old Brandon Michael Hufftelling of Red Oak was taken into custody just before 11:30 p.m. in the 1600 block of Broadway. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Red Oak police said that Hufftelling was also arrested Friday night on the same charge in a different area of town. He was being held on a $300 bond for that offense as well before being released and apprehended again Saturday night. An update to the story we brought to you back on February 18th, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Saturday said a man accused of pushing a co-worker off the top of a grain bin in southwest Iowa was found in Mexico and returned to the United States and is now being held in the Fremont County Jail after being extradited from Texas. 37-year-old Pedro Andrade of Muscatine faces charges that include attempted murder, a Class B felony, Class C charge of willful injury, and flight to avoid prosecution, a Class D felony. Andrade was being held without bond in the Fremont County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Last month, officials of the U.S. Marshals Service said Andrade was taken into custody with the assistance of Mexican authorities outside of Yucatan, Mexico, about 3 hours west of Cancun, and extradited to Houston, Texas. You may recall that back on October 19th, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office had received a call at around 12:45 p.m. about a construction worker who'd fallen about 60 feet from a catwalk in and above an industrial grain bin. Well, the man was unconscious for about 4 days, and when he awoke from a coma, told authorities he had been pushed off. That catwalk and named Andrade as the man who did it. In the funeral announcements, Lowell Harper, age 88, of Harlan, died February 17th. Memorial services for Lowell Harper will be today at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Craig Cooper, age 68, of Stewart, died Wednesday. The gathering of family and friends for Craig Allen Cooper will be this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dorothy Ann Eggers, age 90, of Omaha, died Wednesday at the Parsons House. Funeral services for Dorothy Eggers will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Winona Huffman, age 92, of Audubon, died February 20th. Funeral services for Winona Huffman will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Harold Leonard Hoffman, Sr., age 83, of Hancock, died Thursday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Harold Hoffman, Sr. will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Mildred Stapleton, age 101, of Messina, died February 22nd in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Mildred Stapleton will be this Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Messina with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Lois Blair, age 90, of Boone, died Friday in Boone. Graveside services for Lois Blair will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marlene J. Hess, age 89, of rural Brayton, died Friday at Brighton Gardens of Omaha. Services for Marlene Hess are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And David T. Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for David Smith are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.